style little here at Stewart Gather Cafe. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. It's a new place in town, well, in Yountville. And
the cup?
Makeup artist extraordinaire. And then we'll talk about that, I'm sure, because I would love to get to know her. So now we're just going to chit-chat.
Okay, awesome.
Chit-chat.
Fanny. This is my very first podcast.
Ever.
Ever.
She doesn't even listen to podcasts.
I know.
Podcasts,
I need
everyone.
To. I need to. I'm gonna. Especially during the drives, like the commute.
I know, because you go all the way, you live in American Canyon.
Yep.
And how long is the drive?
It depends on
traffic.
It
just depends. It just depends on traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Fanny.
There is this stunning necklace on this lady behind us. We're on a podcast right now, and you're probably like, but I love your necklace. It's beautiful.
It is. Oh, I love it.
No way. That is awesome.
All different colors.
Do you make them, or?
No, I wish I thought of this.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, okay.
Okay. All different colors. They're amazing.
Ooh, let's
see. Like,
right?
Look at how stunning you
are. All of a sudden, right?
Like, all of a sudden. We'll do a before and after.
All of a sudden.
All right, so there we have three waffles. We have two.
I should do, where's your camera?
Oh, no, it's okay. You can forward it to me.
And then after.
Instant upgrade.
Thank you. It is an instant upgrade. And then,
it is stunning. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I used to be so good about accessorizing.
Okay, the magnet has me sold.
Girl, I'm going to have to go to Nordstrom.
Don't even have to fuss about clasps.
Where is the nearest Nordstrom?
Walnut Creek. Or Corte Madera. That's okay. You can go online.
Get them online. They have more colors.
And it's free shipping. Both ways.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Nordstrom's, I love you. Oh, and I used to shop at Nordstrom's a lot when I was single, with no kids, no one to worry about but me.
Yeah.
And stuff. But, okay, Fanny, you and I became friends how?
Through Denise.
Yeah.
Denise Safina, who was episode number 2, I believe, on Meet Me for Coffee podcast.
That is awesome.
And she and I laughed the whole time. We talked about her and how she's one-armed. And how she married, got to know Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And how Gracie's adopted.
Isn't that funny?
I did not know. Can you believe she's adopted? Gracie?
Yes. Yes.
I can't believe it.
I know. You can't even, yes.
Because her latest photos that she shared, I'm like, no. Looks just like Denise.
Right.
That's so weird.
Right.
So weird. So through Denise, and what do you do?
I am a makeup artist and a personal stylist, so I help, so if you really think about it, I just help women feel their best and look their best.
You do, because you look...
It's not about me, but it is about them, and it's something super rewarding, like when I go into someone's closet and I just rework their outfits, or even just a different perspective. I think everybody should have a different perspective, somebody come in or somebody to go shopping with, you know, just to say, you know what, I see you in this. This is how I see you.
Right.
A lot of the times if I show them something or give them a look, they might not always, you know, like it.
Right.
But if you have an open mind and it's kind of like, you know what, I really see you in this light. This is how I see you. Try it on. And it works. But it is an ongoing relationship, though.
Yeah.
Because there are, you know, it takes a while to get to know each other, you know? Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it, gosh, I've been in retail for a really long time. I would
What's
probably
a long
say
time?
Over 25 years. So.
Since you were like 2?
No.
It's your Asian blood.
Yeah.
And I can say it because I'm Asian.
No. Probably, okay, my first job ever was when I was 17 and I worked at Saks Fifth Avenue. Like, I had my job
permit. That's your first job?
Yeah, and I used to put sensors. That was my first job at Saks, putting sensors on Armani suits. Armani suits when it would come through the dock.
You put the sensor.
This is when Donna Karan and Giorgio Armani, that was, you know.
That's crazy town.
Yeah, we would put it on in the dock, and eventually I went into, like, consignment jewelry. I would check those in, and that was really fun, too.
Yeah. And did you, so you did that when you were 17. Where'd you grow up?
18. I grew up in San Francisco, so I never really left. I'm totally local.
And then you, did you go to college to do what you're doing, or did you
No, I went to San Francisco State to major in fashion design. And at the same time, I was working at Macy's then.
The big Macy's?
Macy's at Macy's at Snowstown.
Okay.
So.
Oh, by the way, that is like, I drove by there a few weeks ago.
It's definitely changed.
That is ginormous.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. Yeah, so I was in makeup and I kind of fell into makeup and loved it. Loved it so much. Well, I think I've always really, really liked it. I would spend hours at home. I mean, growing up, I was at home a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. We were latchkey kids, so we didn't really go out much. So I would just steal my mom's makeup and just put it on.
And did you have sisters?
I didn't. See, I had two younger brothers. And did you practice on them? Nobody wanted, no. I would practice on myself. I would sit in my room and just, back then we didn't have YouTube. Right. So I would just
Try to figure it out.
And then
Teen Magazine. And Cosmo. Uh-huh.
Yep.
To learn how to do
Cosmo
it.
Cosmo was a little bit later, yeah. But no, it's just been super fun.
So you went to San Francisco State for fashion design. Yes. Did you finish?
I didn't.
Did you switch out?
I meant to go back. I was like, okay. So I got promoted.
So you were in Macy's.
I was Macy's doing makeup. And then I got promoted to become a. Oh, okay. So I was at Clinique.
How does it work? I like Clinique.
Yes. Clinique. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I was there, and then I got promoted to be the department manager of Macy's, and it was just, I was just learning so much. I had great mentors. I just was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to take a break and really just dive into this job that I really love.
Right.
And learn everything that I can, and I meant to go back, and then now it's been, woo! I only had, and this is so funny, but I don't have any regrets.
Right.
But I only had, like, a semester and a half left. So I was like, I don't know. I know, you're gasping. I don't know. But now it's so late. I think I have to start all over again.
Well.
Because the credits don't. They just don't. And it's so different now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much time has elapsed. But from there, I just, you know, I went on. And then I went downtown to Macy's Union Square.
Right.
And so from there, I became the Lancôme account manager over there, too. Mm-hmm. And
That
was my favorite position.
The Lancôme one?
Yeah, it was just super fun, you know.
Did you get paid a lot?
No, the pay was crappy. It was.
It was pure love then.
It was pure love. But, you know, when you're in your early 20s and you only had yourself to support, right? It wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
And when you're in your early 20s, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, I got salary and commission
and
the discount for shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
The discount is probably what woos people.
Oh my gosh. You can find some really good deals at Macy's.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
And were your parents supportive?
They were. I mean, they were. They were probably a little bit disappointed that I didn't finish school course. But you know what? They haven't really.
Yeah. And do you, did you ever go and do further make to be a certified? Do you certify to
No,
be a
everything
makeup artist?
I learned was from they teach you. Oh. They teach you, but it's mostly self-taught too. Yeah.
Do you ever do YouTube videos now for others?
No, I am so like I'm just bad at editing and all that stuff and I don't have the right lighting and I know these talented. There are so many talented. Yeah. It's called the Instagram face, right? Because they have all the lights, the soft lights, and they do the highlighting and the contouring. And they do a lot of these fancy techniques. I mean, they've been around for a really long time, but they look great. It looks great when you're 20-something.
No, but I don't know if you can think of a thing. What if you do, like, teaching makeup for older people like me now?
I can. 40-plus beauty, we can. We can totally do
a
live.
Great.
We could do it live if you want to.
We should do a live
while you're live, I can do your makeup.
That would be crazy town. Yes. Right? Is the sun bothering you?
No. But you have bright skin.
I don't know. So. I just got a skin tag removed the other day and down here too. All this like.
Yeah. Self-care though. Self-maintenance is important too.
I know. I try.
Yeah.
So you did that and then how'd you meet your husband?
I met my husband. We were both in a wedding. One of my really good friends.
And you were still working at Macy's?
Yes. And you was getting married. And the person she was marrying is worked with Jack. So, okay. Yeah.
And what does Jack do?
Jack is a firefighter in San Francisco.
And has he always been a firefighter?
Since I've met him, yes.
Like since he was out of high school?
Yes. No, not out of high school. I think after college. He did real estate and for a while. Right. Yeah.
And then he wanted to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
That's the main firefighters. You don't have to come right out of high school. You can decide whenever, as long as you're fit.
Right.
And you pass the test.
Yes.
Or do they need your testing?
It depends on where they test. He's in San Francisco, so they do that.
Where do they do the test?
Where do they do it? I don't know. They have a written, then a physical.
Because I always see that, isn't it?
And then, Alameda, I don't know. That should be another podcast then. Yeah. You should meet him for coffee. And you can talk all about it. You can talk.
Well, you know what's so funny? I haven't interviewed, any men on my podcast yet.
Dad, right?
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. I like to get to know my girlfriends first. But I am branching out because I have to meet the coffee makers this series and... Rick will be my first one tomorrow.
Awesome.
Whatever. He's easy to get along with. I can chit chat. I don't know.
I'm excited for that one. So, my last position was in ready to wear. I was in
clothing.
Clothing. I mean, I've done clothing and cosmetics back and forth. And then when I started styling on my own and doing freelance styling and makeup when I found out that I was pregnant with my second daughter, Scarlett, she was still in my belly,
And were the hours just retail, getting to you?
Retail was just and it was around 2008, 2009. It was very tough. That was when the economy kind of really went bust. And the hours were crazy. Right. I would wake up at 4 in the morning
and
not come home until 8 p.m. It was just hard.
I
never saw my first. Luckily, we had somebody really nice and loving taking care of her on the days that I was just gone for hours. But anyways, I started with that, and I loved it. I love the one-on-one interactions.
And how would you get your clients?
Well, when I first started, I joined Urban Darling. Urban Darling is a stylist network company.
Okay.
And when people look up personal shopping, they look up different, it shows up on the feed. And then you get to choose, I'm in San Francisco, or, this is who's stylist, and I have a little bio up. It's kind of
Urban Darling, I've never heard.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a network of stylists, professional
stylists. Are they still around?
They are still around.
Oh, that's good.
I'm no longer with them. I kind of went off on my own. And I also with that, I'm not actively looking for new clients. I am very through word of mouth.
Okay.
Do
you want more new clients? Do you want more? That was horrible English Aurora hype.
Yes.
Would you like more?
Yes. Timeless? I mean, if it fits and the timing fits, absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm not, on a website, saying, hire me.
Right.
I have different priorities now where work isn't, styling isn't my first priority. I have, I still do makeup.
Yeah.
It's not as big as a time commitment as personal styling, but I do. I still work with my current clients. Because it's easy. We have that relationship. And they'll say, hey, you know what? I have a Christmas party to go to. Style me up head to toe.
Right.
Done.
Right.
I know their sizes. I know what's in their closet.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
And are your clients all over still in the city? Or
they
are
in Silicon Valley. They are in San Francisco. I style everyone. I've had stay-at-home moms.
Nice.
I've had corporate executives, you know.
And how do they find you? So,
word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
But what if, like, someone's listening to this right now and say, I would like to see what this Fanny person can do for me.
Oh, they can find me on Facebook. They can find
and
me.
Instagram.
They can find, yes, on Instagram.
Everywhere. Look for her.
Yes.
Style Little.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
And then,
No website, though.
I do have a website. It's a really ancient website.
You need an up.
I do need. You know what? I do need to rebrand. We need
you
to work on that.
You should talk to
something easy.
Ms. Sikong.
Okay. Something super low maintenance, something super easy.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, I have a passion project, and it's...
I know.
Yeah. And
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Tell us about your passion project with your friend.
Yes. Passion project is with my good friend, Patricia from Mom Like That.
Right.
And we are curating experiences for tween girls, well, really 7 and up. Because it's really brought into that,
right,
where it can be enjoyed at any age.
Right.
Where girls, I mean, things that are curated are fun, trendy.
Uh-huh.
They're meant to be positive, and...
It's cool, everyone. It's cool. You should look that one, too.
Thank you.
Monday Sparkle with Patricia, who I need to get on this podcast, too, on another day.
And so, it's just... been such a learning experience starting your own business, you know.
Again.
Yeah.
Different.
But this time, I mean, you have merchandise. Like,
yeah.
You are, it's not, I'm not, you know, just going shopping.
And spending someone else's money.
Yeah. That too. But, like, I don't know. The styling and the makeup is, I felt like I've had 25 years of experience,
right.
So it's a natural, like, transition into, right? Whereas this is definitely, it was a brave, kind of like being brave.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to go and do it. I'm going to do this. Are you, like, am I really going
to
do this?
Yeah. Well, it's in your heart.
Right?
You
like,
to.
Just starting up. And
yeah.
it's really so, I mean, girls can be confident and positive,
right,
and love themselves and say, you know, and I think back, like, what would you tell your 10-year-old self? What would you tell your 10-year-old self?
What was I at 10? I was so... I don't even think I discovered boys yet at 10.
Yeah.
I think I was very... I don't know. I was... Can you believe I was super shy?
No! See? Did that bother you, though? Like, were you trying to be unshy? I mean...
No, I don't think I was trying to. I just was, because I wasn't sure of myself, like, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, I don't know. I was just there.
Right.
And I was a latchkey, so I had to be responsible of my brother and sister and stuff. So I think I was a lot more responsible than most 10-year-olds now.
Okay, let's talk about the latchkey thing. So what did you do when you were at home all this time? I played with makeup.
I did homework. I made sure my brother and sister didn't kill each other because they're younger. I'm the oldest. And then,
me too.
I don't know what I did. We did homework and we just played a lot. Played with our neighbors, played in the backyard, watched Sesame Street, whatever. Anne of Green Gables. I think I discovered Anne of Green Gables on PBS.
I remember.
And I would obsess over it. I'm like, we gotta watch it.
You're... good. I was watching MTV, Days of Our Lives.
Oh, I did watch Days. Like,
Days of Our Lives, like clockwork. That was crazy.
When I had chicken pox, 2 weeks of Days of Our Lives. And then that's where I learned how to French braid my own hair. So I would do my own hair, but I would watch Days of Our Lives, and Jennifer Horton always had her hair in French braid. I'm like, how do I do that? So I would, like, practice on my own, or I'd go get a magazine, and my mom, go get this hair magazine so I can, like, learn how to do it.
That's great. See? We should make our kids latchkeys. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. They would have to walk so far.
They would have to walk really far.
Or you have your friends drop them off, and here's a key.
Right.
When can we do that now? 12? Like, I feel like I've been doing that since I was... 7 or 8. I remember walking half a mile home from school.
I think second grade was when I was.
And I remember I was a bad kid too. Like, I remember that.
No parental supervision, right?
No. But we had this one girlfriend, and she used to tell us, like, don't make me laugh so hard because I'm going to pee my pants, right? So we were coming home, and we were all chit-chatting, like, three or four of us. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I have to pee. And then we started telling jokes. She goes, no, I got to pee. And made her laugh until she peed her pants, literally. So bad.
That little, is so funny.
I was a little churred, I think.
Right? Right?
Yeah. So 10-year-old.
But that's not shyness.
No, I know. I'm kidding. That's true. 10. So that was when I was 12, actually, when I started doing that. 11, 12. When is 6th grade?
I don't know.
6 plus 5. 11. So yeah, 11-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 10. I was shy. I was a latchkey. Yeah, I think I just didn't know what to say half the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know when I came out of my little shell, or at least talked a little more, one year I went to camp.
One time at band camp?
We had gone to camp. My friends from youth group went to camp. And my two girlfriends had a crush on these two guys from, like, across the camp, you know? So we meet and they're like, oh, you're so cute. Like, they discovered boys. Yeah. And I just got over it. Like, internally, I was like, why don't you just talk to these guys? I don't get it. Like, I talk to them. They're, like, no big deal, yeah. Right? So I just dragged them, like, hey, Justin, this is Kristen. Blah, 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 blah.
Because you were just sick of hearing them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was with them for a week.
So you just took charge.
I took charge.
That's how you found your voice from taking charge.
I did. But yeah. But then I still was quite conservative, like I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I did have more confidence in chit-chatting with people.
Yeah.
And I didn't come into, like, really meeting new people until college. Like,
right.
In college, you go away. I went to San Diego State, away from everyone. Totally, yeah. A new person.
Yeah.
And then one, I think it was my second or third year in college that New Year's Eve came along. This year, I'm going to meet someone new every day.
That's good. That's a good goal.
And I did.
That is great.
There were times, like, it was like 10 o'clock at night, I'm in the library, I realize I didn't talk to someone.
Yeah.
Turn around, I'm like, who have I not met?
Right.
And I'm like, I need to meet you.
Right, right.
And stuff.
Yeah.
But. So you started.
Yeah, and what's really, one of the things that we really are mindful about is making sure that every box has two things, either an activity or a product where girls can gift to somebody,
right.
To be kind, to extend that kindness, that mindfulness of, like, right. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do this to somebody new that, right. I just met. I'm going to give this to somebody new. Or I'm going to invite this person over to do, right. This activity with. Or it could be with the mom, you know, right. With your mom, with your grandparents, with a loved one. To just connect. I feel like just social media and everything,
right.
Just unplug just for this, you know.
Hence my coffee.
I know. Just unplug and just connect. Yeah.
Right.
Unplug and connect. But in a fun way.
Mindful way.
Yeah. In a fun and mindful way.
Yeah.
And I don't know necessarily, we don't want to shove all these, like, maternal, like, isms down their throats, saying you have,
yeah.
To be nice, you have to be kind, you have,
right.
To include and all this stuff in our box, you know. We want to just make it as organic as possible, you know? So.
But you would think that these are, like, but it isn't just momism, it's, like, building character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yes, it is building character building, yeah.
Without
sounding too mommy,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's kind of like that. They become tone deaf. I mean, I get eye rolls,
right.
From my daughter, you know.
I know, eye rolls, I can't believe it.
So,
kills me.
It's just funny that, you know, and I want them to know, you know, that they have an opinion and it matters,
yeah.
And they can choose, they have a choice to be kind or to be,
not kind.
Yeah, or
yeah.
To be unkind. And it's a conscious choice, though.
Yes, it's something I'm teaching my kids, especially my daughter right now, because I'm like, most of the time she chooses to be kind, and it's starting to be more natural, but I know, like, there's times where I'm like...
Right. And, you know, it could be because they're having bad days. It's hormonal, right?
Yeah.
So it's bad days, and that's okay, but you know you're surrounded by people that love you.
Right. That's cool.
Right? I mean, yeah.
But you and Patricia with Monday Sparkle has something coming up.
We do. Soon. We do. Well, we are taking pre-orders right now for our spring box.
Ooh.
And it's filled with positive vibes. There is this calendar called the Adventure Calendar. It's kind of like 31 days of just trying something new or doing something new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of like a challenge,
yeah.
You know, when you get it. And it's fun things like, I don't know, try sushi or go talk to a stranger or, you know, write a note, somebody. And you know what?
Right.
You don't have to, you do all of it. You can make up your own. But the point is just to bring that mindfulness to that. Like, there are things that you can try that you've never done before. It's an adventure, right? It's an adventure.
Right. Try a hip-hop toss.
Yes. What would you do? What would you do as an adventure?
Me?
That would be adventurous for you. You would try a hip-hop class?
No, I've got my daughter to do it. And she likes it, except last night she said her knee really hurt and she can't. But I'm like, just fine. We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
What would I do as an adult for adventure? I've done a lot of adventures in my life. I feel like I've done a lot, and
right.
I've accomplished a lot. I don't know what else is out there.
But as a latchkey kid, you couldn't be so adventurous. <Just kidding.
laughs> We built forts a lot.
You did?
In
yes, I remember. Yes,
like,
my brothers did that
full
a ton.
Bedroom
as
full of forts.
As soon as they came home, it was the couch cushions are off
yeah.
and everything. We've built
like
so
ever.
Much stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and then when you get older, you start cooking.
Yes, I had
horrible.
To cook for my
I had to cook rice all the time.
You
before
did?
Before the parents come.
Yes.
We cook rice.
She would call, my mom would call and say, can you please cook, put the rice on the cooker,
yeah.
stovetop, yes. Or the rice cooker, yes. Turn it on.
Or.
Can you defrost the chicken?
Yes. Before texting and phone, like, we actually have to pick up the
right.
phone.
Oh,
order would be a note. Please take out the chicken.
Did you ever, like, okay, this is bad for me, but did you ever sneak out?
Did I was a good one.
You were.
I was a good one. My
oh
sister,
my
yes. Me, no.
This is, okay, I can't believe I did this. This is such irresponsible. So I would, there were times where I just would not walk home with my brothers, and my brothers would walk home, and they
yes.
would cover for me, because my dad, at like a certain time, would call every
right.
single day.
Right.
And, you know, talk to everybody. And they would say, oh, she's in the bathroom, or she's taking a shower, or, she, you know.
Oh, my God.
They would care for me, but like.
You should write a thank you note to your brothers. Remember when you would do this for me?
I should.
Just want to say thank
I should.
You.
They had my back.
That's so funny. No.
And they never bribed me. They never would threaten me and say, I would tell mom and dad the truth. They never did that. Oh my God, I should write them a thank you.
You should.
So I would take the Muni downtown.
Shut up.
And go shopping. By myself. Like, I wouldn't even go with my friends.
Okay.
Or I would just go walk to West Portal and buy candy. But I would bring them home stuff. Maybe
yeah.
that's why they wouldn't
you
rat,
know, you would.
Rat me out.
Because internally they knew, oh, she's going
to
bring us a treat.
I go to the movies with my friends or something. Yeah,
yeah.
Like I would do certain, yes.
I
oh
think the
gosh.
Older we got, you know, they were on their own so they can latchkey themselves in. But I would like, maybe once or twice we would ditch school and go into the city. Just
admitted
it out loud.
See? Oh, man.
Oh, man. But that, you know, we were older. We'd, like, walk down a BART or drive down a BART.
Yes.
Because we were in San Leandro.
Yeah.
Take it down. It's so, it was safe back then.
It was, right? But
yeah.
I can't, I mean.
I couldn't do it now.
No, I can't. I wouldn't do it now.
My sister lives in San Leandro, and sometimes I watch my niece for the weekend or something. And I think back then I would say, yeah, put her on a BART and I'll pick her up. But
yeah.
now I'm like, I'll just drive down and pick her up and or meet you halfway
yeah.
because there's no way I'm going to have her
yeah.
go on BART by herself. I mean, she's a freshman in high school, but still.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you think we're safe now? I mean, we were safe back then because we didn't know the evils of the world? Or do you think there's just...
When I was growing up, there was...
Because I'm sure there were perverts back then.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but there was no internet.
Yeah.
There was no... The black web, or I don't know. Like, I don't know. I do remember this one kid being kidnapped, and that was when everything kind of... Kevin... something
started. I don't recall.
And then there's the Zodiac Killer, right?
Was he the Zodiac?
No, there was two different cases, right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember that. We're laughing. We're not funny. It's really not funny, but
we just totally aged ourselves.
We just aged ourselves, yes. But that was when it started, kind of.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was pretty much safe, I guess. I don't know.
And I don't know if it's because...
We were young and blissful, and, like, ignorant is bliss, right? Like...
And I don't know, maybe because my parents had taught us to be...
They had no choice. Yeah. They had no choice. But that's why my dad called at a certain time every day to talk to each one of us. Yeah. And my brother would be like, she's in the bathroom, or she's...
That really does. She was, like, down at Union Square, totally shopping with the homeless people.
I was, like, it was fearless, right? Like, it was just crazy. I can't believe that. And then in high school, I was just so busy to get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Just really busy.
Yeah. I do not miss high school. Sorry, high school friends, but I did not.
I really liked high school. I loved it. I loved it better than my tween years, actually. So it was much more. I was much more lonelier than in
your tweens.
You can cut that. I don't say I'm lonely. Yeah. No. Anyways. But yeah. No. So what's your go-to style?
Just kidding. like here I am. Well, I don't know. I think I'm trying to figure it out. Because when I lived in San Diego, it was pretty cash. I would always be in flip-flops and a pair of shorts and either a tank top or a nice tee. And that is how we lived life in San Diego. When I went to work, casual Fridays were flip-flop days.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So my business, I would have to say my business dress, like when I actually have to go and be presentable. So I had to be... It was lots of khakis. Gap. That was my style.
Yes.
In the corporate world, mm-hmm. Gap / Banana Republic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I've transitioned into... Then we moved up here, and then I couldn't figure it out because weather is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I never knew.
Yeah. Layers.
Like,
layers.
Layers and layers, and I don't know, being a mom, and I'm like, I don't know, I don't really care anymore. Kind of let myself go for a while. But then I transitioned into being a photographer, so it's all black.
Right. Black and comfy.
And comfy.
Yes.
Especially when I go out and do weddings, I'm usually one to wear a nice pair of black slacks or something. I can't do jumpers yet during weddings because you have to undress to pee.
Yes.
I can't do it.
Yes.
So it's usually like a nice... presentable black top, or if I wear a dress, I make sure I have modesties on underneath because I'm a klutz.
Mm-hmm.
And
for
people
sure.
are going to see what's underneath my dress, unfortunately. But most days I would say jeans and a t-shirt, cardigan, sweater.
Yeah.
During the winter, I wear a beanie. I need to figure out. I need to hang out with you.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I don't know. And I'm trying... I have to just make the conscious effort of working out more.
I used to be a crazy workouter. Crazy, like, I ran half.
Oh, my gosh.
I ran a marathon.
Yeah.
I believe it. You have so much energy. So much energy.
Don't talk to me at 8 o'clock at night.
I know. I'm a night owl, so...
I went to bed really early last night because the night before I was doing taxes till 3 in the morning. To get my papers into my tax person by yesterday. And I feel bad for my kids when I'm tired, especially when my husband's gone. I'm like, all right, it's 8 o'clock, everyone, hurry, get in bed. Let's pray, let's go to bed. And I'm like,
pass out. I don't know what they do after I pass out. Hopefully they're sleeping. But last night, I think I actually got 10 hours of sleep, so that was nice.
That's great. I need to do that. But I binge watch at night.
I binge watch when I edit. So I'll be editing for the next 2 nights. It's usually Marvel shows, comic shows. Although the other day, what did I watch? I watched the X-Men and Moana, whatever it's on.
That's cool. Okay, so back to your style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, we are talking about. And then I don't know what to do in my hair. I think I'm going to feel like having bangs, maybe, again. But every time I do that, my husband goes, why did you do that? Now you're going to complain about it for days.
I think your hair is fine.
I think I'm going to bob it again.
You can't tie it up when you do your summer weddings and your photography.
Yeah, but I think when I bob it, I usually just clip it to the side.
Got it.
And it's fine.
Got it.
I just need it to be easy,
carefree.
So I think that's my... I love Toms. Sometimes, although I did find this past winter, I fell in love with boots. So I love boots. I think because I found a pair that like fits over my leg.
Right. The wide calf.
Yes. Yeah. Who knew that they made those?
They do make those. Yes. Yes.
I found them on Zulu.
More and more companies are making that option now.
Yeah, because not everyone's a stick leg or a chicken leg. Yeah. Like there are gymnasts with big quads. Well, not quads, but big calves.
Asian women have big calves.
Yeah, it's just a natural thing, right?
It's in our genes.
Yeah, thinking genes. So, speaking of genes, I had my nephews and niece this weekend, and we were chit-chatting, and my niece was trying to, like, touch her tongue to her nose. And my nephew is like, I can't do that. I didn't, unfortunately, I didn't inherit that gene from my mom.
That's so funny.
Out of all the genes to talk about, that he was jealous.
That's so funny.
What's your style?
Mine? Oh, gosh. I have a uniform, really. It's just easy. And I find that it is easier to have just a couple of heavy rotating pieces that you just invest in that you can filter in, depending on what your lifestyle is. So you filter in other things. That are on trend or a pop of color to go through.
Yeah, I prefer like...
I wear a lot of denim because I have a 3-year-old son and he's, you know...
And has your style changed over the year?
And everything.
Over the years? Or has it all been relatively...
Well, yeah, no, it has. It has. It's much more loose fitting and comfortable now than before. When I was,
Do you ever look at your photos in the past and like, how did I wear that?
Yeah, I do. But it's not too drastic. Yeah. It's not too drastic. I've kind of stayed the same. I don't go crazy really with my hair.
Yeah.
And it either is short or long.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. What's the craziest hairstyle? Have you ever?
I did. I went really light on my hair with bangs.
Like. Light as in color?
Like blonde a little bit. Work? Yes, for like 2 days. Because then I have Asian hair, so then it went
away.
It went away.
Did you just
then it went orange. No, it got bleached and then thing. It was just for a couple, like,
I tried bleaching.
Just to try it once. I don't think it's for me.
Did you know I haven't blown dried my hair in like 20 plus years?
Wow.
Well, probably since I was 22.
Except for when you go to the salon.
If they do it, sometimes they ask them, like, a yes and stuff. I think because I read that blow drying and coloring and blah, blah, blah ruins your hair. And at the time, I had wanted to grow my hair to donate. Well, they're not going to want damaged hair, so I started.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I learned that you train your hair to dry faster without blow drying. So, my hair will dry pretty quickly now. Even though it's, like, super thick.
That's cool. Yeah, a haircut is the easiest way to change up your style.
I really want to go super pixie-fi one day.
There you go. It'll grow back.
That's what I say. Yeah. I've got it pretty...
And they're hats. Just kidding.
There are. I do wear a lot of hats over this.
So, yeah, that's the easiest way. Statement shoe. If you get, like, a statement shoe. So, like, if you all of a sudden went to go pick up the kids with, I don't know.
Red shoes.
Red shoe. A pop of color shoes. Or, you know.
Toms are usually my statement shoes. I know, that's not really.
You can switch it up other than Toms.
Red. So I would always wear, those are my statement colors, red. I wear red shoes, I have red heels, I have red.
Yeah. Red lips.
Yeah.
Have you tried that lip scent stuff?
I have not. No.
What lipstick do you wear? Yours stay on really nice.
It's matted. Well, it's also how I like to put on lip liner all over first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put on my lipstick. And then I blot. And then I reapply.
And how long does that take?
It doesn't take very long.
It's probably because it's like blinking for you. Done.
No, 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 it's not true. Actually, I have a harder time with my own makeup than when I do it on somebody else. It's easier when I do it on someone else.
Right.
Because I feel like I can see, like a canvas when you're painting.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing it for myself, I'm like, you know how you gotta squint your eyes,
yeah.
And you gotta look up, you gotta look down. Like when you do your mascara, your mouth is always open, like.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
It's kind of like sneezing.
Yeah. I know.
I would like, do you put permanent, everyone, I'm like, peeling my
false lashes?
Yes.
False lashes, like, or permanent, like, extensions, like the extensions.
Do you do extensions?
I don't. I rub my eyes because I have allergies. Uh-huh. And you're not, I'm bad. I mean, I have.
So, no.
It would be a waste of money for me.
And
I also have commitment issues.
I do, too.
So, I don't know.
It's
that's
amazing.
Why I haven't gotten my eyebrows tattooed yet, even though it probably would be the easiest thing for me because I wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
My friend Jessie, she didn't get them tattooed, but I forgot what it's called. She got them done, and they're, like, pretty permanent, and they look fantastic. And
yeah. But then I also see some non-pretty ones out there.
I get mine threaded. I haven't in a while.
Yeah.
Do you do threading or wax?
No, I do.
Or your own.
I do my own. See, because I have commitment issues. No, I'm kidding.
I have commitment issues. It's amazing I'm married.
Yeah. So I can't ever decide. I really want to do the microblading because it looks the most natural.
Yeah. So that's what she did. And it
looks semi-permanent, right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I think I'll do that.
I should show her her picture. It looks really good.
Yeah.
Every time I look at it, I'm like,
I should do that. So when I wake up, I don't want to spend an extra 2 minutes on it.
Yeah.
I
would like to do it so I don't spend anything on it.
Yeah.
And I would like semi-permanent eyelashes.
But
for a year, I would wear false lashes all the time. Just because I love looking like I did my makeup.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is mascara and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yep.
Like, this is the best. I don't even have to
I feel like I need a little bit more. I need like a tinted moisturizer always.
Yeah.
Mascara and my brows. I always feel like I need to do my brows. If I don't, I look.
I always wear the moisturizer. Oh, I discovered Stila.
Stila,
yeah. My friend Cruz showed me. It's like this little thing. You squeeze it and then it like makes you look even.
Oh, okay.
It has the
color corrector?
Yes.
Okay, it has the green, the red, the pinks, and the white.
Yes.
So, yes.
No matter what skin tone you look are, it makes you look nice and even.
Yes.
And there's a slight sunblock on it, so that's nice. So I think that's my minimum.
Okay.
And then if I step it up, I'll put like a powdered foundation.
Yeah.
And then like a light color eyeshadow.
Right.
And then an eyeliner.
Yep.
And if I really step it up, I'll put mascara on.
Right.
But that is if I have an extra 5 minutes in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I used to wear, I used to accessorize. I would wear earrings, a necklace, a bracelet.
I'm not a big earring person, but earrings are definitely a good
something to step
accessory.
It up.
Accessory, yeah.
Right.
Or scarf.
Oh, I usually am a scarf.
Or that magnetic, beautiful necklace.
That was
that
amazing.
We just saw.
That was amazing. But now
people are going to have to listen to the pod, all of it.
Yeah.
And then they have to click on the link afterwards to see it.
I will. I'm going to post those photos. Tag and post. That was amazing. But where are you off to today? Meeting up with your business partner and friend.
With my work wife.
With your work wife. That is a good name for business partner.
Yeah.
You guys should join the Napa Mom. I know you're at American Canyon Moms, AC Moms, but you should just join Napa Moms for the sake of being on Mobs with us. You know what the Mobs are? Mom-owned business.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, we have a mom-owned business subgroup of Napa Moms.
That's the biggest thing I've learned since being on my own.
Yeah.
Coming off, you know, haven't worked for companies for so long. It's just the incredible amount of support of women, you know.
Yeah.
And there's also men, women that have not been supportive,
right.
You know. And one of the things that resonated with me was I went to a event with Patricia.
Uh-huh.
And they had panels of speakers of things that stood out. And the lady that was speaking, and I don't remember her name. I feel awful, but she worked for Facebook, and she was she did, like, policies.
Right.
So she worked in D.C., and she said something about Michelle Obama. She said, there's three people in your life that, I mean, for women that you need to help out as a community. So there is your mentor that wants to see you do well, and there's someone that you need to mentor too.
Right.
And then there is, you always need to remember to look back at the person that's behind you and fling them forward.
Nice.
And that, and I'm not saying it as eloquently as she put it, but that was my key takeaway. Like, that makes so much sense.
Right.
It's like women helping each other, you know, and it's just about the support and the positivity, you know, and mentoring. It's so important, mentoring, you know. And I don't think I would ever be able to go on my own if I didn't have a mentor and a good friend saying, you can do this.
You can do this.
You can do this. What is the worst that can happen? Like, you know, so, and you got to pay it back. So you got to find somebody from behind that, you know, and just push them forward too, you know.
So it pushes you forward.
Right.
And motivates you to do better.
Right. So I'm FLOTUS, well, ex-FLOTUS.
Uh-huh.
is amazing, right? She said that speech and that resonated with her, and it totally resonates with me.
I was just reading in my because I do these devotions in the morning, and I started a new one, and it's about mentoring too. It's like how to be something so you are going to be able to mentor someone else, you know. And it's just trying to figure out who you are. So what you can do, like, so people are attracted to you that wants to be mentored by you, and that you can choose to, like, encourage them and help them move forward to make decisions in life or whatever their dreams and goals are, to be able to be that person that they can go to.
Right,
For them to let it out so you can encourage them to keep going and stuff. But, that's so funny you talk about mentoring.
Right?
I've been really...
And I feel like that's where you learn the most,
right?
I think it's through mentoring. So, I mean, it goes back to my choice when it was, like, not work so much and finish college or dive in and learn as much as you can from the experience.
Right.
And I had, like I said, I had some really good mentors, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm learning so much more.
Yeah.
And I was so much more stimulated. I never wanted to leave work. Like, I was always there, and I was just
poor peanuts.
And it was just so much... fun and challenging, like, out of my comfort zone, and I'm like, oh, I want to do this, and, you know, feedback was given, you know, and I was just,
I want to be considerate of your time.
This
is 10.
Okay, thank you.
So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed our conversation. It was way longer than I thought we were going to do, but I can't help it. If you've been following me for a while, you know that we just chat, and I totally encourage you guys and girls who are listening to put away your cell phones and devices, step away from your computers, look for a local coffee shop, support them, and get to know your friends.
That's
or
awesome.
A new person.
I know, right?
Pass the word. Pass me for coffee. Follow us, Instagram and Facebook. All right.
Bye. Bye.